This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Tensions over the contract between the Fort Worth Symphony and its musicians continue. The symphony says it's issued its final offer, and musicians will vote on it this week. It's not clear, though, if they'll accept it. The plan cuts musician pay by 8.5% and trims vacation and weeks of work, but will not reduce the number of concerts in a season. Musicians say they took 13.5% pay cuts 5 years ago and shouldn't face more because the city and economy are growing again. Union President Ken Krause says symphony management's not doing its job.
They're just not raising the money. I mean, that's their job, and that's not happening. And so what they're trying to do is balance the budget on the backs of the musicians.
In a statement, Symphony President Amy Atkins says the orchestra's always seeking new donors and is raising money every day, but it's also facing a financial crisis not of its own making. Atkins calls the musicians' economic requests extravagant and unreasonable. She said they balloon the deficit and jeopardize the symphony's survival. She also says the symphony devotes a higher percentage of its budget to musician salaries than the country's top 50 orchestras. Fort Worth's 67 symphony members will vote on the contract this week, says Ken Krause from the union.
Well, we can accept it and work under it, but I don't think the musicians are going to be willing to do that. We have to have something better.
Regardless of the vote, the symphony says it'll implement the contract on Monday. The musicians will then have to decide what's next. Options include trying to gain public support for their side through a variety of public events or protests to voting to strike. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.